Coach Houston after the William and Mary game.
Feel pretty good. Back to 500. Well, what a great night in our stadium. We're going to look at the film, and we've got 4 million mistakes that we got to get corrected. But, you know, the way the kids competed in the second half, the way they fought to overcome some adversity, the way we played defense, the way we ran the football in the fourth quarter, that's what you got to do to win ball games. And, you know, it's a very good team, just like we talked about all week. You know, they're going to do just fine in the CAA, which is a great league, and they gave us a great game tonight. But our kids, you know, they came through in the fourth quarter and put a good opponent away at home. And that's what you got to do. You know, you got to win those games at home. And what a great night. What a phenomenal crowd we had. They were electric all night. The stadium was rocking. I mean, it was just what a great finish. You know, that's just I'm so proud of our kids. You know, I'll chew them out tomorrow for the mistakes. But tonight, you know, we're going to enjoy this one.
Those 3 4 downs, talk about how big that is tonight, but going forward.
Well, I mean, you know, and just the mentality that you could see on film from their team, we knew that, you know, they were going to go for it in certain situations, so we'd work several calls right there in those situations. But boy, that last one was huge. The last one was the one, you know, to not only get the stop, but to get it with authority. And that really, that probably put the game away right there. Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, I had them, they led the team in the fight song in the locker room in there. Because, you know, those two kids, I'm telling you, back in the spring, they were buried under the doghouse. They weren't even in the doghouse. You know, they were a step away from being in bad trouble. But you know what they've done? They have corrected their mistakes. They've worked very, very hard. Both of them have been on the scout team most of the year. The past couple of weeks, their effort has got them platooning on offense. But this week they had great weeks of practice, and Coach Sims and I talked all week that we were going to be prepared to use both of them tonight. You know, we were definitely using Tay, and then, Trace really, you know, may have had the best week of any of the backs. And, so I'm glad. You just never know when you put them in there for the first time. But, boy, they came through, you know, and they gave us a spark. You know, really, you probably don't win that game without those two kids giving us the spark that they did in the second half.
Having Jake Verity obviously is a comforting factor because, you know, if you don't get in there and get the end
touchdown,
you got three pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It keeps the momentum. Now, we got to stick the ball in the end zone. Right. You know, we kicked too many field goals tonight. It made the game, way too competitive, way too long. So we got to do a better job of getting the ball in the end zone. But, you know, having Jake, and, you know, he's barely missed, I don't know how long it was right before the half, but, he had plenty of leg. How long?
55.
Yeah, he had plenty of leg. He just pulled it a little bit or pushed it a little bit. So, yeah, he's a great weapon. Glad he plays for us.
Do you think CJ Johnson got his first start? What do you think of his performance tonight?
Well, I have to look at the film. I mean, I think he competed really well. I'd like to see him come down with that tough catch in the end zone there in the second half. But, you know, CJ's been improving. He's got a great attitude. He's working really hard to learn how to play the game at the college level. We'll see exactly how he played tomorrow. But, it's good to see him get out there and compete and make some plays.
After those first 3 weeks, do you think this team needed or could benefit from playing in a close game?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I figured this game was going to be about like this. And, that's the thing we talked about in there is, you know, would this team have won that game last year? I don't know. But I think it shows a lot of maturity. I think it shows a lot of, you know, pulling for each other and sticking together because they never panicked on the sideline. Even when things, you know, they got a little bit of the momentum there in the second quarter. But our guys didn't panic. They stayed together. And they came out in the second half, and we did what we have to do in the second half. We ran the football effectively. We played great defense.
Coach, did you do anything differently with their change in quarterbacks as far as defense?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we were prepared for two different kind of styles right there. And so there are a few different calls that we used with 5 in the ball game versus 12.
Being a former tight end to finally get a tight end into the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. You know, and the tight end's always been a big part of our offense. But, proud of Anthony and able to get in there on the opening drive with a big catch over the middle. And certainly he was as happy as anybody to finally get in the end zone. I think it's his first career touchdown, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured it was.
Does anybody else on the front row have a question?
I mean, you're back there in the cheap seats, so.
good shot. You're four games in. Are you starting to see on-the-field leaders, sideline leaders start to step up?
I'll say yes and no. You know, I think certainly we're seeing more cohesiveness on the field. I think we're seeing less panic and unorganization on the sideline. You know, have we seen somebody just flat take over? No, not yet. So I think we still got to work on bringing the guys along. But you know, it's like, you know, we're out there at walkthrough yesterday. And we got the kickoff team out there, and I looked up, and we've got one junior, two sophomores, and everybody else is a freshman or a redshirt freshman. You know, so a lot of these guys got to learn how to be leaders because they're so young. But certainly, we need some of the older guys to come along. But I think, you know, that tonight, that was big. You know, winning a close ball game in that environment, that's huge.
Coach, what does it say about the mentality that you're trying to instill here, that you were able to finish the game running the football like you did? Because you started the game not running that well.
Right. Well, you know, that's. We want to be able to do that in the second half. We want to be balanced, and I think certainly when we can run it the way we did in the second half, we can be more balanced because they can't sit there and just, you know, tee off on you. Yeah, we struggled a little bit in the first half running the ball, but that's more the style of team that I want to be, you know, and that's, you know, maybe some people want to see us throw it every down, but, I just telling you, you ain't going to make it to the promised land throwing it 60 times a game. You know, I don't believe in that. So I think that, you know, a good balance and a good mix is what winning programs need to have.
Coach, do you know when Darius is going to be back?
I don't have a definitive timeline. Certainly he gets checked out again this week, so we'll see.
This is the most relaxed I've seen you since you've been here. I know everything didn't perfect tonight.
No, it didn't.
But talk about what it does for you coming into next week.
I'll tell you, this past week's been rough. It's been a long time since I had a weekend like last weekend. And, our coaches, they've worked very, very hard this week. And to have a night like tonight is certainly rewarding. And at least for a night, you can take a big, deep breath. You know, and Mom was here tonight with my wife and the kids. First game she's seen since 2012. We got to win that night, too. So we may need to get her back a little more often. But, you know, to have her here for the game and to see us play that way and have that kind of environment, I just, you know, you always want family around for that kind of stuff. And so that was special to me also.
Just your evaluation of Holton tonight. I know the passing game has kind of gone
up and down.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to do great, be the best more than Holton. And the thing that he's got to continue to come along with is, pre-snap decision-making and things like that. You know, that's the only thing that frustrates us a little bit. And it's, you know, it's a new offense. It's a new coordinator. And so I thought that he played really well at times tonight and maybe the best he's played this year at times tonight. But we've got to continue to bring him along as far as being, you know, the general of the offense.
You won the toss and got the ball. Was Donnie in your ear saying take the ball that time, or was that all you?
Probably both of us. Donnie has never said don't take the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never said we need to defer. That's never gonna come out of his mouth. So I don't even have to ask him what he wants to do.
Was that important though? You took a 7-0 lead, which obviously held the rest of the way that first drive.
Well, that's, you know, we wanted to get to a fast start, and we feel like our return unit is coming along more and more each week. So we thought we could get pretty good field position to start. And then, you know, we just wanted to start fast tonight. And the thing we've talked about all week is, you know, we don't want to play on our heels. We don't want to play passive. We don't want to play to not lose. You know, we have got to be aggressive. And our thing all week's been take your shot. You know, if you got a running back and, you know, it's that decision point, turn your pads north and south and go. Take your shot. And, you know, defender, we don't want to break down and try to form tackle anybody up. We want to go and freaking blow them up. And if we miss, we miss. Okay, the pursuit will get them. But we cannot be a hesitant football team. I don't want to be that kind of football team. So our thing all week has been, you know, be aggressive. And, you know, taking the football to start the game, we wanted to come out and be aggressive. And I thought we did that, and I thought that was a big momentum boost to start out. Anything else? All right. Great night. Go Pirates. Steak and shrimp. Peanut butter pie.